feel like the message has already been preached. Man. You know, I used to be really strong. And not because I didn't wear deodorant. I'm not talking about a different kind of strength. But I can remember back, and I was at the time, I was very, very proud. You know, I was the first non-lineman in my high school to bench press over 360 pounds. And I thought, man, that's something else. I'm a running back. I'm a fullback, and I've beaten the lineman. And I was real proud of that. I went to college and, you know, was lifting these ungodly, insane amounts of weight. They put us in a regimen that was just incredible. Matter of fact, when I left West Point, the strength and conditioning coach went on to be the strength and conditioning coach for the Arizona Cardinals, the football team. And this was an incredible program. When I left West Point, I was bench pressing 540 pounds, which is, when you put that amount of weight on the bars, you have to put the clip. Guys, you know what I'm talking about? You have to put the clips on the end of the bars to keep the weights on, because when you lift up, the bar sags so much that the weights will slide off. And I was strong. I was stout and I was fast. And we were singing this song a while ago, and I was thinking about that. That is nothing compared to the name of Jesus. Jesus. There's power in the name. What a powerful name it is. Death could not hold him. The grave, nothing. And forever, his is the kingdom and the glory. Thank you. Whether we acknowledge it or not, he's still the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and always has been and always will be. We're better off when we acknowledge it, though. That's right. That's right. Wow. Wow. I love the declaration of the name of King Jesus over this church, over this place, over the church in Canadian, Texas, where we're sending Jonathan and Leanne, where we're God sending Jonathan and Leanne. We're agreeing with God that's right, and so we're sending them too. But so Jonathan and Leanne, just know that God's already, we've already said sick them. All right? So when you get there, just get ready. I want to read to you just a short passage tonight out of the book of 2 Thessalonians. Just five short verses. This is Paul. He's writing to the church at Thessalonica. And he has some instructions for them. And, you know, he gets thanks for them. And he tells them to stand firm and to be strong, because there are tough days ahead of them. And he's wants them to be strong. And then sometimes we think that as Christians, we always ought to be ready to pray for somebody else. Do we ever think that? Oh, we should. Okay. But sometimes as Christians, we think, well, but to ask for prayer for me is makes me look weak. It's silly. It's, you know, for whatever reason, we're sometimes reluctant to say, I need you to pray for me. Let me tell you something. Paul didn't feel that way. Paul knew the battle and the struggle ahead of him. And he consistently throughout his letter said, oh, and by the way, pray for us. We're on the front lines out here. We're starting new stuff. We're establishing churches. We're battling out here. We're being chased. We're being hunted down. We're being stoned. Pray for us. Pray for our protection. Pray not only for our protection, but pray that the words that we speak will take root and that lives will be changed. I'm going to read these verses to you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. And Paul writes, as for other matters, brothers and sisters, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored just as it was with you. And pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil people. For not everyone has faith, but the Lord is faithful. And He will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we commanded. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. I love how He closed this section. He says this, may the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. Let me ask you this question. What kind of perseverance did Christ have? He saw it through, all the way through to the other side. And, you know, pun intended. He saw it through all the way to the other side. All the way through. He persevered through the very end. Now, we have struggles. We have heartache. We have tragedies. We have catastrophes. So did Paul. It's nothing new to us. Okay? It's not unique to us in this generation. Paul endured. He says, near the end of his life, he wrote, I have fought the good fight. I've run the race. Finished strong. And he prays for these people here. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love. He wants them to experience all the love that God has for them. He wants them to experience that. Not just to hear about it, but to feel it, to know that it is real and tangible. And he says this, and that God will direct you into Christ's perseverance. That you would be able to persevere with the strength of Jesus Christ. There's power in the name. There's power in the name. Paul was, he didn't seek pity. He said, look, you know, he tells us several times throughout his writings the trials and the troubles that he's been in. You know, shipwrecked multiple times, chained, beaten, stoned, all this stuff, okay? He even says, you know, there's a thorn in my side. Can I have it removed, Lord? And the Lord said, no. My grace is sufficient for you. But we hear all this stuff about Paul. And so I've got several things I want to say to you tonight. I'm going to be very brief. But one of the things that I believe the Lord wants us to know, they're laughing at me, like, yeah, brief, whatever. I believe the Lord wants you to know this. Though struggles and trials may come, I'm going to tell you more certainly, will come, are here, God's grace is still sufficient for you. And I'm going to repeat the prayer of Paul for us. And I'm selfish. I'm going to pray for this for me too. Okay? That the perseverance of Christ will be evident in our lives. That He will see us and trust in Him, that He will see us through the heartache, through the tragedy, the death, the disappointments, the betrayals, the sadness, the sorrow, the sickness, that He'll see us through. We have such a short-sighted faith sometimes. We think, man, I've got, if my health lasts good, I've got 90 years, maybe, you know, give or take, and that's what I've got. Folks, that's not a drop in the bucket. We've got such a short-sightedness. All we can see is the here, the now, the near future. God is saying, I'm building you up and I'm preparing you for an eternity. Get ready. Don't waste time and don't miss what you're going to learn in these struggles, because there's coming a day there's going to be no more struggles. There's coming a day there's going to be no more tears, no more heartache. But for now, They're useful. I'm not causing them. I'm allowing them because it's going to do good for you. You're going to come out better on the other side of it. So use it. Use it. Be built up. Be edified. Be glorified. Be not glorified. Be built up. Be sturdified. Fortified. Here and now. Because not only for you, because it speaks volumes to other people. So that's one of the things I think the Lord wants us to hear today. A prayer that the Lord would direct us into God's love, that we would feel that tangible love of God, that we would understand and experience Christ's perseverance, the perseverance to see it all the way through the other end, not to the end, all the way, like blowing the back doors wide open, all the way through the other end. The other thing I wanted to say about this passage tonight, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored just as it was with you. We're sending Jonathan and Leanne to a faraway place where there's streams flowing and rivers and trees galore and... Oh, wait, that's not the right place, is it? We're sending them to the Badlands. It almost seems like up there on the Cap Rock, it's... You know what Pampa's like up there, okay? It's farther than that. It's way up there. They didn't call it Canadian for nothing because it's almost to Canada, okay? It's about as far as you can go in the panhandle of Texas. But Jonathan and Leanne, we want you to know that we're praying for you. That the Lord, the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored there just as it was here with you. And we also pray that you would be delivered from wicked and evil people, because not everyone, even in Canadian, has faith. But the Lord is faithful. When people's faith fails or is non-existent, God is faithful. And He will strengthen you. And He will protect you. We have confidence in the Lord that what you're doing and will continue to do the things that are commanded by Scripture. We love you guys. We have enjoyed having you with us. We thank the Lord that He loaned you to us for a period of time. Now, they're emotional. I made the comment this morning. You know, it's better that they're having to go away kicking and screaming than jumping for joy, okay? Shaking the dust off their feet. You know, and I thank the Lord my God that this church is a church that loves on people. We were talking about that this morning during our prayer time this morning. I couldn't get them to shut up so we could have prayer. They were busy hugging and loving on each other. That's the kind of people that we have here. It's unique. It's unique. That culture, if it's not there, God can use you guys to instill that culture there. And I feel like we're kind of a missionary church. I feel like we're kind of sending you off with our blessing, with God's blessing, saying, go sick them. There's people up there that need Jesus. There's people up there that know Jesus that just need some motivation to help other people know Jesus. And so go up there and know this. We're praying for you guys. We're praying for you guys. It's important what we're doing. It's important what they're doing. It's important what we're going to do here for them before they leave, as they leave, and after they've gone up there. We're going to continue to support them and pray for them. Paul wrote back time and time again throughout his letters, hey, we're over here, we're doing this, and you know, some good stuff, some bad stuff, whatever. Pray for us. Not just pray for us, but pray that we're going to be effective where we are. Pray that the gospel message takes root. So Jonathan and Leanne, know that we are praying for you. The We're going to ask that as you go, that you would pray for us. Pray for us that the things that are started here, the things that have been going on here, will continue, that will grow, that will even improve. Pray for us that we will be have the perseverance and that we will experience the love of God, just like we're going to be praying that for you. That's called being partners in ministry. It's called being partners as brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, there's how many of you have brothers or sisters or both? Okay. Do you have outside friendships that are really, I mean, come on, be honest. There may be some. Okay, I'm going to grant you this. Do you have outside friendships that are really stronger outside of your marriage and your kids that are stronger than a sibling relationship? Okay. You have some that are stronger than your sibling relationship? Okay. But a sibling relationship, a lot of times, is one of the strongest bonds. You get two twins together. Uh-huh. When they're not pulling each other's hair out, you know, it's like I don't like you very much, and I will beat you up, and I will beat you up. But if anybody else tries to beat you up, okay, the sibling relationship. But well, listen, that's what we are, folks. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. And we're gonna pray for one another. We're gonna lift one another up. We're gonna encourage one another. We're gonna stay in contact, and we're gonna work together. It's almost like we're on the same team somewhere. We are. We're on the same team. I want to just close this time. I want to ask Jonathan and Leanne to come up. I've asked Jonathan to prepare a speech. Not really. For those of you who may not know, Jonathan has been under the weather all day for a few days, and is according to Leanne, he's hopped up on drugs right now, so we couldn't trust him to say anything accurately anyway right now. But we're going to close our time out tonight, and I'm just going to give you guys an opportunity to come and to join with us as we pray for Jonathan and Leanne, sending him out. Then we're going to go out there and laugh and giggle and have cake and cookies and whatever's out there, sausage and sandwiches and all that. But if you'd like to pray for these folks, please just come on up. I know everybody's not going to be able to get their hands on them, but just get close as you can. We want them to feel the love of Christ that exists here, and we're going to make that manifest in them so they can take that up there with them. And Father in heaven, Lord, we just lift Jonathan and Leanne and James and Riley up to you, Father. There's change is coming. And Lord, Riley doesn't know change yet. James may not even be able to remember change yet, but Father, it's coming. And so, Lord, be with them. And Father, I pray for Jonathan and for Leanne. First, I want to pray for Jonathan for his health. He's busy. He's got a lot of things going on. So heal him up. Strengthen him up. Lord, as they go on up, I pray for Jonathan and for Leanne that you would use them in a mighty way, that you would just accomplish your work. Father, I thank you that it's sad that they're leaving here, Father, but I thank you that you thought enough of them to call them to go to a place that needs you. And so, Father, may they be effective where they are, not because of who they are and not because of what they do and the knowledge they have and the ideas, Father, but because of the love of Jesus Christ that exists within them, Father. Just use them and touch them and make them just, Lord, what a powerful name it is, Jesus Christ. That power we're asking, Father, for you to make manifest in them as they go and minister to a brand new set of students. Father, that they would grow, that they would be, Lord, we would love to hear a report someday of their student somewhere that is just knocking down the gates of hell for you, Father. Father, that's our prayer. We thank you for who they are, who they've become. And Father, we know that you're not through. You've got more for them. They're going to continue to grow and learn and be stronger. And Father, we thank you, Father, that you think enough of them to invest in them in this way. So Father, just go with them.